Interesting words from Paul about crucifying the selfish desires. It's really easy for us to preach about crucifying selfishness and the wrong things it makes us do when we're not trying to juggle competing children's needs, husband's needs, work demands, community involvement, unpaid taxi service, extraordinary saintly expectations of anyone who's a mother, and the unending cycle of fixing the family's squabbles, scratches, scrapes and skullduggery, doing the shopping, the washing, the ironing, the cooking, and learning how on earth schools manage to make simple arithmetic sums such a complicated process. It's easy for us who are not frazzled and frenetic and sleep-deprived to talk about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. A lot of mums would say, yeah, I'd be really happy to do all of them if only I could find the time. Hence the presence of Lucky Ducky on the stage to remind us to be very compassionate to our frantically paddling mums, and everything will be just ducky. St. Paul wanted the people he was writing to know that he understood how we can get really fractious when we're under pressure, and sometimes act worse than what we'd like to be. And sometimes we just want a bit of self time, and it can feel really selfish to want it. But selfish isn't always bad. Sometimes it's just our bodies and our minds telling us what we desperately need. We all need time to ourselves, time to collect ourselves and to remember who we are in the midst of all the pressures that come from outside to make us something else. Jesus had to get away from it all sometimes, just to be with God quietly, to recharge his batteries so that he could be everything that he wanted to be. And St. Paul wanted his friends to remember that God's Spirit can help them to be everything they want to be, even when they feel they can't help themselves. So when he says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, he's not saying you've got to try harder because this is what God really expects of you and you're falling down on the job. No, he's not saying that. He's saying take a bit of time to get in touch with God and really let him in and see what a difference it makes to you.